And the Bolton story comes on the first day of August, the one month of the year when Washington tries not to make news. Congress has left for 5 weeks. Tomorrow, President Bush leaves for his ranch in Texas, and he doesn't plan to return until after Labor Day. But before leaving town, he and Congress were doing all they could to clear their desks. Joining us to talk about this now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, let's continue on with this Bolton nomination. What sort of signal is the White House sending?
Madeline, the signal to the United Nations is that this is our guy, not their guy. We no longer are going to send them an ambassador that we think would be well received necessarily by the members of the United Nations or the other ambassadors. We want to send them somebody who's a reform-minded, tough-talking, new sheriff in town, and he's there to push a particularly U.S. concept of how the United Nations should reform itself.
And what kind of message is he sending the Senate?
Well, the Senate clearly had shown that this was not their favorite choice. There were several Republicans who were key to resisting him. There was one who kept it from getting out of the Foreign Relations Committee with a positive recommendation. That's usually the point at which a nominee would either take himself out or the White House would back down, but not this White House and not with this guy. They wanted to push him all the way, and so they're letting the Senate know that even if it means an unprecedented recess appointment for a U.N. ambassador, they're willing to do that to have their way.
All right. So now the president will officially go on vacation?
Yes, officially. Although if you're president of the United States, you're always on the job to some degree. He'll be entertaining some foreign leaders, starting with the president of Colombia this week. There'll be people there in Crawford with him. And in addition to that, he'll be out on the road a good number of days in the month of August. His spokesman says he'll take off his tie and coat and mingle with the people. And when he does that, he's going to talk to them about Social Security and the war on terror and his other favorite subjects.
Well, we haven't heard a lot about Social Security lately. Is that a dead issue?
It is not a dead issue. The Republicans want to return to it in September, and they want to return to it in both the House and the Senate. There are bills making their way around. There are ideas being exchanged. But I don't think terribly many people expect that to come to the point of actual legislation being passed this year. We'll see in the fall when they come back.
But there was a lot of activity last month with Congress and the president.
Yes, a remarkable amount. In fact, they got an energy bill for the first time since the 1990s. They got a highway bill done that was 2 years overdue. They got the Patriot Act pretty much to the point of being ready for renewal. Some changes or some differences between House and Senate still to be worked out there. They passed gunmaker liability protection, and they also approved the Central American Free Trade Agreement. So there was a lot for the president to be happy about last week.
But at the end of the week, news about Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist breaking with the president on stem cell research. How did that happen?
A curious story. The Senate Majority Leader upstaged all the good news that the Republican leadership in both chambers had in Congress and upstaged the president's good week by announcing that he was going back to his original position on embryonic stem cell research. Dr. Frist, of course, is a heart surgeon himself, and he has an original position of thinking that this was something we needed to do, but he had stepped back from it for the last several years since the president came out against it in the summer of 2001. Now, Senate Majority Leader Frist is saying he thinks we need to have a bill that would expand federal support for that kind of research, even though he knows the president has threatened to veto that legislation, and that would be the president's first veto.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, his political column Watching Washington, runs every Monday on our website, npr.org. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.